Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Good morning, Ruff.
Good morning. A tremendous game Saturday between two top 10 teams. You guys have come up on the short end 47-43 as you've gone back and analyzed that game. Give me your impressions on it.
Well, it was a really exciting game. It was obviously an offensive-driven football game. Both teams, I thought, really executed extremely well on offense. And I was real happy with our offensive production. We had good balance. I thought Laletta really played an outstanding game. We distributed the ball to a number of receivers. But I was equally impressed with JMU and their quarterback and their execution. I mean, they were just short of flawless in their execution almost for the entirety of the football game. And they had great balance, you know, with the run and pass. And their quarterback, Shore, was exceptional. It's 2 weeks in a row where his numbers kind of defy any kind of logic. I think, you know, the biggest thing to me was that in the biggest moments, I think they were at their best. And whether that's, you know, the red zone drives or whether that's the fourth quarter, but they, you know, made the big plays when they needed to make them, and when we had to get off the field defensively, we really just couldn't get off the field. So, you know, Mike's doing a great job there at JMU, and they look like a really, really hard out, you know, moving forward.
Certainly a tremendous atmosphere at Robbins Stadium and a high-level game between both teams. What makes this rivalry so special and able to consistently deliver such great games like this?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I always defer back to just in-conference and in-state. We have JMU and we have William and Mary. Both schools are in-conference and they're both in-state. And wherever you're at, I've been fortunate over the years to have been at some, you know, BCS programs. I mean, when I was at Texas, it was A&M. When I was at Virginia, it was Virginia Tech. You know, when I was at Penn State, it was Pitt. But those are always just a little bit more special in terms of the familiarity, you know, with the players and the recruiting process, the fan bases. And there's certainly a strong contingent of JMU folks here in Richmond. So I think those are some of the things that make it a little bit more meaningful. But again, I tip my cap there to Mike and his staff and to his team for being able to go on the road and find a way to win a big football game.
We're here with Richmond head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for Coach Rocco this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You talked about what a tremendous day Kyle had, and he certainly did. 436 yards, five touchdowns, and then another one rushing. But spread the ball out, 10 different receivers in the game, and Brian was tremendous as always. But some other guys stepping up, Jamal Bevels in particular, seven catches for 92. Just talk about Kyle's day and then the ability of some other guys to really contribute for you in the passing game as far as the receivers go.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's kind of odd how you know, for all the things that you might hear the coach say about coming out of an open date and about being fresh, the guy that looked the best to me all week was our quarterback, Kyle Laletta. And, you know, he was the one that was really banged up a lot heading into that part of the season. And I certainly would not have said he was injured, you know, but he had a number of things that were he was dealing with, you know. And I kind of noticed it pretty quickly when we came out back from having a couple days off in the bye and the open date and then getting back into our rhythm and routine. He just looked fresher. His arm was a little more alive and a little more pep in his step. And he was making all the throws, you know, in practice. So I really felt that he was going to play really well. And, you know, we didn't really feature Brian early. I thought Bevels was really good. Showed what he's capable of doing. Tyler Wilkins certainly had a big game and showed what he's capable of doing. You know, Deontes Thompson continues to play well, you know, considering, you know, at the start of the year he was our third or fourth team, you know, tailback.
So he's really stepped into a new role, and he's assuming that role with confidence. So offensively, we were solid. I just didn't feel, you know, defensively, we stepped up in the big moments and made any real key plays to contribute or to help us find a way to win the football game.
Did you feel like there were some situations on third down that JMU was able to convert? Did you feel like maybe you were one stop away with as well as your offense was playing from gaining some momentum in that one?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I think that, you talk about, you know, the point production that JMU has had here through the year, you know, and we look at a couple games in particular, and, you know, one of the reasons that our score was where it was and not higher was because our offense controlled the football, and our offense had some really good drives out there during the course of the game that just limited the number of possessions, you know, and this was a game where neither team had a really high number of possessions in the flow of the game, but offenses were very productive with those possessions. We punted twice. They didn't punt. They turned it over once. So, every third down was critical. I said that to my team Friday night. The first third down of the game is a big, big play for both teams, you know, and just to build on that. So I agree with you. You know, a third down stop here or there could have made a huge difference in the game as we get the ball back to our offense, which was pretty hot. But we just weren't able to get it done. And again, I just give credit, total credit, you know, full credit to their staff and their players for performing in those situations.
We've got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Kevin Trisaloni of DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Coach, when you're seeing a team like Delaware that you haven't seen in a couple of years because of the imbalanced schedule, is there kind of a catch-up you have to do when, you know, in preparation for a team like that to kind of familiarize yourself, you know, with what they do and with their personnel? Obviously, you know, you've seen them against other teams that you've scouted. But is there a little bit of that, you know, kind of play catch-up and familiarize yourself with them, a little bit of extra study involved to get ready for
a game? I think you're accurate. I think that, you know, it's been a couple of years. I know that... you know, the first year I was here, KC was here, a coaching change, you know. And, you know, Dave, we played once up there in an extraordinary, exciting football game. So we hadn't played him in a couple of years. So we see him on tape. You don't pay a whole lot of attention to. I think the thing that I'm focusing on here now is more, you know, what subtle changes may have occurred here in the last several weeks, you know, just so that we are, you know, spending our time on the right things. You know, as you look at the videotape and you kind of study this season, you know, what things have changed here in the last several weeks to make sure we're in tune with some of those changes or tweaks. I think Dave recruited really well. And I think that they got a really good-looking football team. They're big, they're tall, they're long, they're physical. They got plenty of skill and talent. And I think Dennis has really brought a lot of energy and enthusiasm and a belief here to his kids to see them playing with real purpose here the last couple of weeks and conviction. So there's a lot that goes into it. I do think, though, in some ways we are, you know, working from a blank slate here, having not played them in the last couple of years.
If I could add one more question, Coach. In that Albany game, they did really kind of show what they do best by running the football and controlling the clock, and then defensively being able to take the football away. Will those be two areas that you'll be particularly concerned with against?
Yeah, and that's a great point too, because that is pretty much where, you know, I started my work here this week. You know, there's a lot of ways to go about, you know, studying your opponent, but I was most interested in studying their most recent games, and I really thought what they did up there this past week at Albany was very, very impressive, you know. So I think that is their formula, and they'll have to continue to kind of study the tape and get a little better assessment of their season, you know, and where they are right now.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You don't mind.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach Rocco, Deontez Thompson had cramps, I think, and is that the extent of his injuries and what was going through your head when he went down? Because obviously that's a spot you don't need additional injury.
Yeah, I was a little bit frightened, to be honest with you, as I did head over there, you know, to the JMU sideline when I saw him down. And as I got about halfway over there, I think it was our center, Virgos, Nick, was saying to me, "Coach, it's cramps." So I said, "Okay, that's good," you know. And, you know, so we've had some issue there, as you know, with injury, and we just kind of have been depleted, you know, in terms of the volume or depth or options we have. Deontez is playing extremely well. Jay Palmer's starting to get a few more turns in showing his ability and his value. And then, you know, David Broadus kind of has been the wild card for us running the ball. So really proud of Deontez in terms of his ability to step in a new role here. And hopefully, you know, we can continue to build on that and he can finish the season strong.
Hey, Coach, as you think back to that JMU offense that played Saturday, you've seen a lot of good FCS teams over the years. Did you give any thought to them being maybe up there with North Dakota State in terms of being difficult to stop in a different way, obviously, but they were certainly fairly potent?
Yeah, I would say they were elite, and I would say their numbers are elite. I you know, told my team in advance of the game, I mean, they want to run the ball right down the midline. That's what they want to do, and it's this impression that, you know, they have all these other objectives. They want to run the ball right down the midline, right at your defense, and they want to pound the middle. They want to pound the midsection, pound the gut, and they can do it extremely well. And then they work from there, you know. And you know, if you don't really know your opponent, you kind of sense that they just like to throw the ball around and run the ball to the edge and do all these different things. But, you know, it was interesting, John. I think you asked me the question post-game about their offense, and the first thing I said was their O-line was real good. That's the first thing I said. And that might have been the one thing, you know, kind of heading into the game that I wasn't quite of as aware of. You know, I knew the skill set of their talent players, their skill position players. I've seen the quarterback. I was very aware of what he was capable of doing. But I thought their O-line was kind of maybe the difference right now and which might allow them to be elite in running that style of offense.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for the time this morning, and talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.